turn now in the Word of God to Proverbs chapter 16. Before we get started, I just want to publicly say thank Bill for taking Wednesday evening for me. I had to work that evening and I really appreciate that. I'm amazed actually at how little either of us have to do that, have to ask the other one to take a meeting for them. You would think with our different schedules, which are so varied, that would happen more often, but I'm thankful that it does not. We just finished singing in Psalm 119, 65 through 72. The last words that we sang from verse 72, "The word that cometh from thy mouth is better unto me than many thousands and great sums of gold and silver be." Again, it never ceases to amaze me how harmonious things are with the Word of God that we'll be looking at, and this is no different today. We are at verse 16 this morning. 16:16. "How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver?" Let's also turn over to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13. "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew." Wisdom and understanding. And we need to keep in mind that the wisdom that is here commended is not the mere knowledge of science or philosophy. The wisdom that is here commended has two very important characteristics. Number one, it is religious, because it is based upon the fear of God. Job 28:28. Job 28:28 says, "And unto man he said, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding." God reveals to us not what he designs to do with us, but what he requires of us. Micah 6:8. Micah 6:8. How many times do we hear, "Well, I just don't know what the will of the Lord is for me. I'm just not sure about that." Micah 6:8 says, "He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God?" So what God has showed to us is what is good. What is good for us. And that is to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. It's what He requires of us. So when you think of what's the will of God for me, a more important question would be, what does God require of me? So it is, in the first place, religious. When we look at the characteristics of wisdom and understanding, it is religious. And in the second place, it is practical. It assumes the direction of our human conduct. It is the knowledge of divine truth. And then the application of that into the life. And that is where the rub comes. The application of that in the life. Because just when you think that you have all your ducks in a line and that everything is right with your life, that's why that statement in the bulletin this morning I thought was so apt by Floppy Vanderschwag. May we approach one another in true humility, knowing that if we find anyone in sin, we are capable of the same and worse. That's absolutely true. We must seek God's grace daily and continually, and God's wisdom. See, we think that we know what we know about a certain matter, whatever that matter may be, and that, well, I don't need to talk to the Lord about that. I've done this 100 times. I've been in this situation 100 times. I'll be fine. That's a dangerous position. A dangerous position to get into. It's the application. It's religious, wisdom and understanding. The characteristic is it's religious and it's practical. And it's practical in our conduct and the application of it in life. It is God that gives wisdom. Proverbs 2, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. So, when we pray, if we're asking for wisdom, we're asking for wisdom because it's God that gives wisdom. Otherwise, there's no need to ask if we already have it. If it's something that we can acquire upon our own. We cannot attain true wisdom but by divine revelation, by God giving it to us. The description of true wisdom. Proverbs 16 and verse 6. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. By the fear of the Lord. How does that agree? And we looked at, let's turn back now to Job 28:28. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. How does that agree with the character of Job? Job 1:1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And the man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. In other words, he would abstain from or keep away from evil. That's what it means to eschew evil. That was Job's character. To fear God and depart from evil. So now the question arises, why should wisdom and understanding be accounted so precious? Number one, wisdom is valuable because of its inherent qualities. Back to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Paper money. Paper money is worthless unless it can be exchanged for something else. But gold, on the other hand, gold coins have value of themselves. It is the real thing. Paper money is something that only represents something else. It represents the real thing, the gold. Gold is the real thing, the precious metal, and it's very valuable. Wisdom is like the real thing. Wisdom is the real thing. It is the real gold. When men ask what advantages religion gives them, and I use that in a proper term, religion, they should see that religion is the pearl of greatest price. Wisdom is actually an inward treasure. It is a possession of the soul. It is so much more valuable than anything else that you could have. It's more valuable than the money. It's more valuable than the gold itself. It's more valuable than the silver. She is more precious than rubies. And all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her, unto wisdom and unto understanding. Proverbs 8:11. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. In other words, there's nothing that you can compare in value to wisdom. Gold and silver and rubies are three of the most precious things that we have by comparison. And the Lord says in His Word that these things that are most precious to men, they can't even be compared to the value of wisdom and understanding. Wisdom is our very best investment. The Scriptures clearly show that wisdom is more comparable than any of the things that we count precious in this world. Silver and gold and precious stones, everything that we so eagerly covet after and prize, are not even to be compared with true wisdom. Because true wisdom is going to yield you a much better and a more enduring benefit
than any of those mere material things that you can latch on to. And the result of having true wisdom is a quality of life and of peace and of confidence. What about Proverbs 24? Proverbs 24. Why is it that there is so much, not only in the Psalms, but in the Proverbs concerning wisdom? Proverbs chapter 24, verse 1. Be not envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them, for their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong. Yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in multitude of counselors there is safety. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate. He that deviseth to do evil shall be called a mischievous person. The thought of foolishness is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to men. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain. If thou sayest, behold, we knew it not. Doth not he that pondereth the heart considereth it? And he that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? My son, eat thou honey because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Wisdom is here used five times over. Charles Bridges says that intellectual knowledge, wisely applied, has immense moral influence. Every object, everything in the world of sense has an analogy to the world of spiritual things. I'm going to look at four points here about wisdom. Wisdom is, one, is exalted and elevating. Its character is pure. And it raises those up who possess it. There are earthly treasures that get defiled by contact when you touch them. How many times do you go into it, especially into a museum, and it'll say, do not touch. Why aren't you to touch something that is so valuable? Because merely by the touch it will wear it down and wear it away, just by the contact. They materialize. But not wisdom. Wisdom is exalted, it is elevating. Good knowledge. Good knowledge without a good life is not going to profit you. Our understanding must be of a spiritual nature. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering, with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. So, as Paul writing to the Colossians here, as he says in verse 9, that he does not cease to pray for them, and to desire what? To desire that they might be filled with the knowledge of His will. To be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And what is the reason? Verse 10. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful. Being fruitful. Being fruitful how? In every good work. Increasing in the knowledge of God. Oh, that we might be increasing in the knowledge of God. How are you doing in that? How are you doing increasing in the knowledge of God? How is your walk with the Lord? Are you, am I, walking worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing? Am I being fruitful? Am I increasing in the knowledge of God? Am I being strengthened with all might? How is my patience? How is my long-suffering? How is my joyfulness? How am I doing about giving thanks unto God? And when we think upon these things, when our attention is drawn to these things, and then and so when we read over the Word of God, that we not just read these words, but we say, how is this mirror, as I hold it up and I look into it, how am I doing? How is the reflection doing? Am I reflecting what God would have me reflect? And all too often we don't. All too often we are prone to anything at any time. And we need to walk very circumspectly before God. Wisdom is elevating. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. This all has to do with our relationship to God as it pertains to our profession. Good words are wonderful, but they will not do. They are not enough unless they're followed up by good works. Good words and good works. The more fruitful you are in good works, the more you shall increase in the knowledge of God, and vice versa. It's one helping and working upon the other. It's not enough just to know it in the head. It is far more than that. It's the actual thing. To have wisdom, to have understanding, there's nothing. There is nothing that you can think of to be compared unto that. There's nothing that you can value There's nothing that you can place a value upon. Only if I only had this or that, I would just, things would just be right in my life. The person that has wisdom and understanding may not have anything. He may not have anything, and he has far more than the person that may have everything. So in God's perspective, should we be desirous of the everything, or should we be desirous of what that person that may in material things have nothing that has wisdom and understanding? Because when he has that, in God's eyes, he has far more than anything else. Tonight we'll begin with wisdom is not only exalted and elevating, it is satisfying. Shall we pray, please? Heavenly Father, thank you for your precious word, the precious word of God. We thank you, Lord, that you've brought us here this morning. We thank you, Lord, for that which in your providence you have brought us to, looking at wisdom and looking at understanding. We pray, Lord, that you might be pleased to work this within each and every one of us, that we might walk worthy of the vocation or the calling wherewith we have been called. And we do ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.